Hello friends, thank you so much for coming again, and I am highly obliged. I am Prasoon here. For all those who are new to my show, this is all about Yoga Nidra and is designed for a bigger purpose. I speak about its science, related research topics, and its benefits. Sometimes I sink in deep with the session, as if I'm a part of the whole. It drives me more. Also, I will cover more topics in future, so just let me know. I am also working on a website and I am looking forward to release it in near future. I think it will be better, right? Because I sometimes feel difficult to get the feedback, and so I thought of, let's do it. So I'm designing it myself, and it is not really professional, but I really hope that it's going to reach out to you all in a much better way. Also, I'm really sorry because it's being delayed this time. I was into a lot of other things and things were just not falling in place. So excuse me for that. I'm trying to release more in a shorter time, so yeah, just bear with me. Today's topic is the Tao of Silence, or the Path of Silence, and why it's important, and how Yoga Nidra helps us in understanding it more. As per Wiki, the Tao can be roughly thought of as the flow of the universe, or as some essence or pattern behind the natural world that keeps the universe balanced and ordered. It is related to the idea of Qi, the essential energy of action and existence. The Tao is a non-dualistic principle. It is the greater whole from which all the individual elements of the universe derive. As per Bhagavad Gita, also referred as Gita, or the song by God, the 700 verse Hindu scripture that is a part of the epic Mahabharata, dated to the 2nd century BCE. It is considered to be one of the main holy scriptures for Hinduism. In chapter 10, verse 38, it says, Dando Tamyatamasmi Niti Rasmi Jigishatam Maunam Chayvasmi Gukhyanam Gyanam Gyanvatamaham. I am just punishment amongst means of preventing lawlessness and proper conduct amongst those who seek victory. Amongst secrets, I am silence, and in the wise, I am their wisdom. I often feel that this podcast is my creative manifestation, but then it boils down to a bigger cause and gels it with universal consciousness. It's a big term, but we all know that we are bound by the karmas, and this show is nothing but an aggregation of all those karmas coming together for a bigger purpose. And you know what? This show just keeps on getting better and better because of all of you. When I talked in this show, it looks like I'm talking to thousands of me everywhere. It's so beautiful. I often introspect and feel that I am better in isolation, or in other words, in silence. We are born from nature, and nature often celebrates isolation, solitude, equilibrium. From primordial times, human existence always celebrates silence in one form or the other. Silence is a non-verbal language. Pure silence is the language of the gods. We know and have seen how nature deconstructs itself in silence, or in a non-human intervention environment. Silence is another external manifestation of higher powers that is present in physical, spiritual, and metaphysical forms. There is a great quote from Eastern philosophy that says, "Silence is the most powerful scream." Also, it's the most subtle signs of understanding who we are. It is golden in the simplest of terms. In the fields of science, there have been few experiments to understand how silence impacts human brains, and the usual candidate is mice again. When mice exposed to 2 hours of silence per day, they develop new cells in the hippocampus, a region of the brain associated with memory, emotion, and learning. A 2001 study defined a default mode of brain function that showed even when the brain was resting, it was perpetually active, internalizing and evaluating information. Follow-up research found that the default mode is also used during the process of self-reflection. In 2013, in the Frontiers in Human Neuroscience, Joseph Moran wrote, "The brain's default mode network is observed more closely during the psychological task of reflecting on one's personalities and characteristics, or self-reflection, rather than during self-recognition, thinking of the self-concept, or thinking about self-esteem." For example, when the brain rests, it is able to integrate internal and external information into a conscious workspace. When you are not distracted by noise, there appears to be a quiet time that allows your conscious workspace to process things. During these periods of silence, your brain has the freedom it needs to discover its place in your internal and external world. Default mode helps you think about profound things in an imaginative way. As Herman Melville once wrote, "All profound things and emotions of things are preceded and attended by silence. So, you may ask, why am I emphasizing so much on silence? And what actually is related to Yog Nidra? Yog Nidra refines the meaning of silence a bit more and makes it truly experiential. A true silence means true joy, and it far transcends the mundane silence we experience day in and day out. It's just more than that. How? Let's take an example. When we are tired after an extraneous physical task and we sit for a while without thinking anything, then we are enveloped by a momentary silence and we feel good. But we can't go deeper because that's really momentary and we just got distracted by something else, right? So there's always distractions around shorter periods of silence that we experience throughout the day. In office, at home, playing with children, doing other work, household chores and all that. If we sum all those small moments of silence and makes it a whole, then that whole is a very small part of the deep silence that we experience in Yog Nidra. There's another reference in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna repeatedly calls Arjuna Gurakesh. Gurakesh means the master of sleep. Most people think that it is probably because Arjuna sleeps so little. That is not the real reason. The real reason is that the Turiya state, that is the fourth state or the Ananda state, the Samadhi state, does not come until we have mastered the three lower states of Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupti, or wakefulness, dream and sleep. All these states are phases in Yog Nidra and helps us discover true sleep or true silence. I will have a different session to cover different meditative states and what are they called and when do they come. So where do we find a place of true silence? Scientifically, the only place representing true silence is space. Since space is a vacuum without a medium through which sound can pass, the first person to discover that sound needs a medium to pass through was an English scientist by the name Robert Boyle. He conducted an experiment in which he set a ringing alarm clock inside a glass jar and then sucked all the air of the jar with a pump. As the air gradually disappeared, the sound died out because there was nothing left in the jar for the sound to pass through. Now, there's a very interesting research also on how much we really need silence. Silence is quintessential for the brain health, but can also be deafening. Oh yeah, how can silence have a decibel, right? It is silence, right? It can be deafening because it has a sound of its own. And you know what? We will actually hallucinate if we are fed with too much silence. Because everything in the world needs balance. So there should be a balance of sound and silence to make humans sane or to make us normal. Anything which just beyond the balance or that disturbs the balance is an impediment to growth. But another point here is, you can't measure silence, right? We have smartwatches to measure everything. Do we have a smartwatch to measure silence? Maybe we'll have that in future. Maybe it's a billion-dollar idea. But is it worthwhile? Because silence is subjective. It is related to consciousness. So it's a subjective thing to understand. But our brain is much smarter than a smartwatch, and it syncs with silence all the time. An example, a walk in the park in the evening is beautiful. It has a silence we can embrace. Similarly, playing with our kids or loved ones is also a beautiful silence. When you are focused in the flow, in the zone, something that you really love, that is a silence. When you are onto something where you are completely immersed, that is the music of silence. So it appears when there's magic around us. It appears when you deep dive into something and you're happy, right? So all those good hormones enhance the silence around us. Silence is everything that gives us joy, where we find our most private psychological safety. It's more beautiful when you're happy. Well, it doesn't always mean to travel to costly retreats or to faraway private islands or snow-capped private caves or private chartered flight-only exclusive places. No, it doesn't mean that. It's a private emotion, and it gets better if you practice more. The more you practice, the better, because it has that otherworldly aura that you won't find anywhere. All other practices revolves around this core element of human consciousness, and which is silence. It could be your way of life. It will make you much happier. And when you are happy, all the good things happen. Everyone has their Tower of Silence or the Path of Silence. And this is where Yog Nidra jumps in. It makes it easier. It creates a shortcut to that portal of silence. You will know when you start exploring it. Yog Nidra does in a very subtle way. Now, I don't want to bore you with saying all the benefits silence has on your psyche, because you can Google it. But I just want all of you to start exploring Yog Nidra, so you can start your journey on this path of golden silence. It is the language of the gods. Some people equate golden silence with death. But if we can't experience it while we are alive, there's no meaning to it, what happens after we die. And that is why it is subjective. It can also be mind-boggling, befriending the silence, and can see it whenever we want it. Sometimes you have seen children fall asleep so fast because they are always with the beautiful silence. In the interpretation of dreams, Freud writes about this existence of hearing sounds in our sleep, says, "We are all abnormal in the sense that there is no actual source of the sound around. All the voices are silently generated by our minds, not by some external entity." So the question here is, how do we bring silence in our lives? Now, we just do what we love and we can bring it. There's another magical way to bring it, apart from doing what you love. Can you guess that magical word? It's the epitome of generosity. Gratitude. Gratitude is directly proportional to silence. More the better it is, the silent you'll be, unperturbed by external influences. Sink in deep in gratitude. And you know what? Yoga Nidra enhances gratitude or sows its seed. So let's create less sound in our mind. Let's be more quiet. This is how silence plays with the consciousness and unfolds magical portals for new dimensions of existential realities. I discussed this today because it's a very, very critical part of Yoga Nidra sessions, where it keeps on appearing as fillers to drive us deeper. Also, it's everywhere around us. We need to learn how to be a part of it. Be with me. We will reach there. Thank you so much for being with me till now. Hopefully, we will meet again. Thank you. Sat Chit Anand.